Is it working?
I think so. I think it's just, yeah. Zoomed out. Zoomed out.
Zoomies.
Okay.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Hello.
Dorks, we have a lot to get through today.
We do.
Yeah, because last week we were sloths, we were slacking,
we were slothy.
An S word for lazy.
What's that?
I don't know.
What's the S word for lazy?
I don't know. I need another one.
Sluggish. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
But no, I have things to talk
good.
About.
And the video is up. The Hawks hat is on.
And I put decorations up, so everyone should go
the
watch.
The decorations are up. And I think it's time for us to get famous.
Your little bomb mom is like...
Is it touching it?
Yeah.
It keeps touching it. Oh. Here, I'll adjust.
Perfect.
Did that work?
You're going to touch it, but it's okay.
Cheese touch.
I hated that thing.
Yeah.
I never understood it, but I still did it.
You did the cheese touch thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there was cheese on the black.
No, I know. Wimpy Kid, school. Dude, no one talks about Wimpy Kid these days.
Oh, I love those movies.
I was going to say, like, those books actually were pretty good. I think that's... I read a few pages of those.
You would like those. There's pictures.
I did. I got all the books.
What are you
I just
doing?
Read it. I don't know. I was playing with my toes.
Okay.
I was literally lowering the wire from my headphones into the crevice of my toes. Like okay. this. And I forgot there was a video going. So sorry about that,
okay.
watchers.
High and low of the week.
High
Go.
And low of the week. Oh, no.
I don't know what mine is either.
Oh, dear. Good Lord. What was, what, did
oh,
we do
I
something?
Know, I know,
what,
I know.
What was it?
My high was getting our Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
That was
good.
Amazeballs. I came home and it was like winter wonderland. And Leonard had Christmas music on and he was dancing. And then I look and there's like the tiniest tree ever on our little thing, like side table.
That's
thing.
Right. That's right. I love you and I care for you and I just, you know.
You're just so lucky to have me.
That's right.
I have you, I mean. Whatever. No one will get that except me and you.
No, yeah, that's okay.
My low was when I crashed out on Tuesday and cried.
Dude, that was this week?
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell? This week has gone by so slow.
This is a roller coaster week.
This is a crazy week for you. I don't think I did anything.
Your mom's going to get so mad if you keep saying that.
Yeah.
She's already so mad when you say that.
I know.
That.
I did do stuff. I had meetings with... I guess that was a high when I got the phone call with
the
Manhattan Soccer Club. And then for those, sorry.
Focus.
Sorry. For those who keep asking about the Red Bull interview, that is actually this week. You're like tomorrow, if you're listening on Monday, it's on Tuesday. So.
Tuesday. It's on Tuesday.
I don't really know. My low is when I don't have people to hang out with. On a weekend, I get
sad.
I get sad.
I gave you so many good options to do
you
things
did,
yesterday,
but
though.
Realistically, if you gave yourself those options, are you doing those? Are you really going skating by yourself in Bryant Park?
No, I'd take you with me. But if you couldn't, I'd go to like a bookstore and read or like...
Yeah, you might.
I'd go to a bar and pull up a book. Like,
That's
I love
so
hanging out
weird.
With myself.
Yeah, I know. I got the Stranger Things going on, though. So I've been binge watching Stranger Things because the new stuff's coming out.
You could have come to Bonnie, hung out with Valentina. Vane.
I could have done all of those things, but I didn't.
It's true.
Because I've dug myself a dark hole. It's the train.
Oh, okay.
We live next to the train.
I keep forgetting that this week.
She's like, what is that? I was like, it's the train. We live next to a train.
Oh, boy.
Anyways.
How
do we got to interact with these kids more, these people that are listening. How do we interact with these guys? We should get the questionnaires back. We got to figure that out.
Yeah, we were trying to think of a new thing to do for the new year to like change it up. But everyone loves your intro, so I don't think you should change
I'm
that.
I'm not going
to
change the intro.
But I think we should add a segment like...
We definitely need to add a segment.
Like...
Yeah, I was thinking like maybe I could bring Flick Fix back for like a 30-second. Like we should do timed things, like 30 seconds with Flick Fix or something, or like a trivia or something. Like, or I do think we should just reach out and see if people still want to ask questions. That's the best way to interact with our audience, and that's how famous people get famous.
Okay, if you keep trying to be famous, you won't be famous. That's not how fame works.
Well, I think you gotta have to try. It's the same thing as, like, I don't want to be famous.
It's karmatic.
I literally just want one random person to listen to our podcast.
I think many random people listen.
If you're random, can you please send a DM through Two Dorks in New York on Instagram? Please. If you don't know us, please. For my sanity. There. Then I'll leave it alone.
That's not what random people do.
No, it's not. They're not going to do that. But we're talking about them. I will shout you out in whatever way you want.
I like adding like two dorks, two questions or something like
that. Yeah, there's something. Just, we'll figure it out. There's something. Maybe the audience will figure it out. Maybe we'll figure it out. I don't know. I like the idea of doing something new in the new year. Continue. Sorry, I'm going to keep berating you with random thoughts.
No, I know. That's why I love you.
Oh my God, you're so cute. Oh, you spilt on your shirt there, did you? On my shirt.
No, I got it this way, so.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
And it keeps getting darker with every wash.
Yeah, so it looks like it's burn marks.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe I washed it at school and it got weird.
Yeah.
This isn't your shirt. You gave it to me, so it's my shirt.
Right. No, I know, but I didn't give it to you like that. I tell you that right now.
I think there were like tiny dots. I don't really know.
Okay.
It's not like a spill, though. It's like something from the washer or dryer.
Okay. It's definitely not a spill.
Because it doesn't come out.
Right. But hey, it looks good on you.
Leonard spilled this morning.
Dude, it wasn't even my fault. I overdid my burrito in the microwave. So instead of 30 seconds, I did it for 3 minutes. I caught it at a minute and a half. I'm sorry, this is a tangent, but it's important. When you over microwave a tortilla, it loses its structure, right? And I knew it was going to happen, so I tried to cool it down by like flapping it in the air after it, whatever. And it seemed to have kind of worked. And I got to the kind of the end of the burrito.
Yeah, and everything had been squished and pushed down.
And everything's pushed down. So there's just like a bunch of sour cream and cheese that's melted down there.
Yeah.
I took one very explosive bite and it shot out of a singular hole. Like Evan was talking to me with that top secret stuff that I'm not going to reiterate on a podcast. But
I wasn't understanding anything of what he was saying.
I actually did. And not only did I understand it, I actually was right on a few theories that I proposed, and I was like imploding, exploding, and I knew the difference. I'm not as dumb as I thought I was.
You're not dumb.
That's pretty cool. Anyways, there was a bullet size of sour cream just shot out on the rug into my body, and Hasina was just like, haha, deal with it. And I was like, can you please get me a towel? And she goes, no.
Because I think we should desensitize Leonard from his spills, because realistically,
if it's on the rug, though, dude, we share the rug. It's going to sit in the rug. It's going to be gross.
Well, you just clean it from the rug. You did exactly what I would have done. Lick your fingers, put your burrito down, get the towel.
Well, why didn't you help
me? Clean it up. Because it's not my spill.
All right. I guess that's fair. I make you
and
clean up your
spills.
And it's
also not dire. Like, we won't die from the sour cream.
All right. Fair enough. Another tangent.
Okay. Wow, let's get into it. First of all, I'm like looking at our closet and we forgot to tell everyone that Leonard got pushed out of the closet and now all of his stuff is on the hanging rack and I get the full closet.
Yes. All my clothes are
except
out.
No, I don't, because his SwiftNet net and
that's going back this
soccer
week.
Balls.
The soccer, those SwiftNets, this I have to measure it and I'm mailing it back this week.
Thank God.
But yeah, the soccer balls are staying.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They live right there.
Yeah, and that makes money. So whatever makes money stays in the closet.
Not the upper closet, though. That's just treachery.
No, that's just like, I don't even want to look up there.
Okay. We forgot some things last week, and we need to update you. TV show-wise, I'm not really watching anything. We watched The Grinch live action.
Ah, Jim Carrey.
Did you like it?
I did. Jim Carrey's very good. Still a little scary. Like the whole live action thing, like Cat in the Hat, still scars me to this day. And if I watched that as a little kid, that would have scarred me for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
It's like really weird to see like real people looking like that. It's the Cat in the Hat vibe, and it just makes me cringe. I don't know why.
You also don't like the rhyming.
Yeah, no, I don't love the rhyming either.
Were you a big Dr. Seuss reader?
I didn't read. I don't read. Okay. Again, I've only read one book in my life, and you know what that book is.
That's not true. You did lots of audiobooks. That counts for me.
I guess. But I didn't read it. I listened. That's pretty much just like a podcast. I listened to all the Dunes and
You listened Martian. To a lot of books. That's and a lot of time.
One. It is a lot of time. That's like over like 15 hours.
Yeah.
Probably more, actually. Because all those books are thick. Thick. Thick daddy.
No.
Monday.
No.
Okay, all right.
No. Yeah, so I don't really know what else we're watching besides Stranger Things because I haven't watched TV in a hot minute, but.
We watched Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah, we finished that.
And they all didn't get. Can we spoil this? Spoilers.
You just did.
They didn't get married, bro. And some of the girls are like menaces, bro. The guys sucked. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that the girls would say, I'm marrying this person the day of the wedding at the venue.
None of them ever said that.
They so did. No. Allie literally said, you are my person to him at the venue. Yeah. To the camera. With the mom and everything.
No, she said, I love your son.
No, bro.
That's what she said.
We'll check the tapes. But anyways, the boys got dumped up on the altar when the real relationships, they all broke up before the wedding, which was more mature, in my opinion. Why well, yes, take it to the course. Altar? I don't understand. Maybe there's like a signing bonus or something. Like a bonus.
I'm sure money's involved.
Yeah, because that's just crazy. There's a signing bonus if you can make it to the altar. Because then they would all just break up. Because obviously love is not blind. Let's just be real. You also don't propose to someone in the span of like 2 weeks. That's another thing.
Some people do. Have you ever seen 90 Day Fiancé? Yeah.
You know what could work though? If love is blind, I think they need to live with each other. But I think you could blindfold each other. That would be interesting. To get around the house blind together. Like be blind together in a house together.
No, that's not the point. The point is that, like, can I love you?
No.
For your core values?
No, you cannot. If I'm ugly, there's no attraction.
I don't think so.
It's proven. We just watched a full season where none of them got married. Thank God.
Well, as a girl who's loved some ugly people, I think it's true.
I don't think you've ever truly loved until you met me.
I don't think you know who I've loved before you.
I'm a really handsome, very attractive.
I think your ego's up the roof right now. But I'm just saying, like, I understand how when you get the real world and you see, like,
yeah, that'll slap
that man drinking 3 beers a day, right. You're like, no, I don't.
Right.
He didn't say this when we were, like, talking about our morals and values. Right. Like, that didn't come up.
Right. Definitely. Whatevs. I mean, there's too many manipulated variables to just say it's love is blind because it is only like it is a 90 day fiance situation. It's less than 90 days.
Yeah.
So it's love is blind and 90 day fiance in one. And that's just.
Yeah, but it kind of turned us. It made Leonard go crazy a little
bit. Yeah, I couldn't do it. And we watched something else that made me go crazy. What was that? We watched two things that day that was like, I feel so weird. Maybe it was The Grinch. It was Love is Blind finale and then The Grinch. And I just felt really uncomfortable. Like, I just felt... Ugh, ugh, ugh. Like, the Cat in the Hat, man. That scarred me for life.
Welcome Christmas time. Okay. We also forgot to talk about... should we talk about this?
What does that say? Oh, yeah.
Or no.
We can say that a party member of my family is custom to wearing certain materials and sizes. And we were at Thanksgiving, and that family member tried on a shirt that was a little tighter than this person was used to. And we all decided that he looked really, really, oop. Well, all right, well, we don't know still. He looked really good, but his confidence was not through the roof as I was hoping it would be.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about it because I wanted to get like more support for this.
Yeah.
For this upgraded updo. Not all the time.
I hope.
We love the regular style.
Person, yes, I hope this person wears those shirts with those boots.
On the cruise.
On the cruise, on everywhere, because I think there's other people that would be happy about that.
Also in your family.
Yeah. Also in my family. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then a big one that I had to talk about was last week at the Bonnie on like, I don't know when I was there. Maybe. I don't know. But weeks ago before the last podcast, I worked a shift where this girl comes in. This is what I had to tell you. And I had to wait. And now I remember.
And now, remember.
And now I'm going to tell you.
All right. This is true 100% reaction.
Yeah. Okay. So this girl comes in. Stop it. Okay. She comes in. It's pouring outside. It's the day that it was like raining. Okay.
Okay.
Stop
it. I know. I'm done. I'm sorry. That's the last one. I'm done.
She comes in. She's in this like strapless like knitwear dress, and she's like vaguely Indian. I'm not sure if it's like really Indian.
Like,
but
you're Indian?
No, but like darker.
Okay.
Okay. Gorgeous girl, but she's like askew because it's pouring outside. So she's like trying to put her coat and her jacket down, and her like strapless bra is showing. It's like a whole big.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a whole big thing, right?
All right.
She comes in the door, and I go, "Hi, welcome," because I'm first contact, right? I go, "Hi, welcome to the Bonnie." She doesn't even see me. She's looking at the bar, and she is just like staring this guy down. This man was probably like your height, but maybe like 65 like years old. Shut up. Like 65 years old. Like okay. Gray beard, chubby, balding.
Chubby and balding.
Yeah. Ooh. Like not
okay.
Not
attractive
in any ways equal to this young 20-year-old, no. Like really perfect
and
body
they start
T
making
girl.
Out?
No, no. Okay, sorry. So she's staring this guy down.
Yeah.
And then he like, because he's talking to this other lady at the bar. And she is like staring at him. And then he looks over. He's like, oh, hey, like, hi. And she goes like, she gives him like a what's so, going on. Yeah. But like mad, like,
oh,
like what are you doing?
Like,
sort of stare gesture.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Exactly like
okay.
that.
Okay, okay.
And then he comes over, mm-hmm. and they're doing this right by my host stand, right? So I'm just, like, standing there, like, okay, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it must have been, like, a Thursday or... No, it was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow, we're really tracking back.
Sorry, but I was wondering why both bars were open, but that's why. Okay, so they come in, and he's like, sorry, was I supposed to meet you outside or something? And she was like... No, like, do you know her? Like, who are you talking to?
And you could just hear the whole conversation.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, I just like, this is so-and-so. Like, we just met. Like, we're just talking. Blah, blah. She's like, okay, well, like, am I interrupting? Or like, what's going on here? Because I thought we were like going on a date. Like, and he was like, no, like, it's fine. Like, stop overreacting. Like, I'm just being friendly. Blah, 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 blah. So they come up to me and they're like, do you have a table? And I go, girl, it's packed in here. Like, no, I don't have a table, but you can go to either bar. They go to the back bar. No, first they spend about like 10 minutes in the vestibule, like talking to each other. And he's like gesturing, angry talking. And she's like angry talking back. Then they come inside. They go to the back bar. Whatever. They sit at the back bar for like 30 minutes. Then they get up to leave and they come back by my host stand. And... She's like, she said something. I didn't really catch it, but then they're back in the vestibule. Then they spend half an hour like screaming at each other in the vestibule to the point where I go into the back with all the servers that I love. And I'm like, guys, you won't believe what's going on. And then the servers in the back and the back bartender were like, no, like we know. Cause that girl just asked these girls like how they knew this man. Because apparently when he was leaving, the girls were like, oh, are you like are you leaving already? But in a way that they like wanted to see, not right, to do it.
Right.
And she was like, oh, like, do you know them? Like, what's going on? And he like flipped out at her. So they're screaming in the vestibule to the point where the man like slams open the door and walks out. And then she's just outside and it's pouring and cold. So I was like, damn it. Like, do I go like tell her to come inside and wait for her Uber? Or like, do I just leave it be? Like, how involved do I want to
right
get with this?
You don't let her know that you've pretty much been eavesdropping right on her entire night.
Right. So
you're like, hi, my name is Hasina and I have been eavesdropping all night. I know everything you know.
It's making my shift so much more exciting. Sure.
You're just watching a movie.
Yeah.
You're watching reality TV.
So right, I was like, if I were in this position, I'd want a girl to like at least tell me to wait inside. Like, she's outside. It's
you would
cold.
You would.
Yeah. I'd want someone to be like, wait at the bar for your Uber or like, like what's, or like, sure, at least ask, are you okay?
Sure.
So I just pop my head outside. I'm like, are you okay? Like, you're welcome to wait inside if you're waiting for a car. Like, that's all I say. Nice, I like, don't ask. I'm just trying to be like, what's going on?
Sure.
And she goes, I've just had the worst night ever. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like,
do you want to talk about it?
No. I never say that. I just say, you're welcome to like wait inside if you're like, I know it's probably cold out here and it's raining. She's like, yeah, thanks. She comes inside. She pulls up a stool right behind my host stand. Do you know those stools there?
Yeah, no,
there?
I know. No one sits next to you there.
No, they're just like extra.
Right.
She plops her stuff down and sits there. And she was like, let me tell you about it. Huh. And she tells me about her entire night. Basically everything I just told you about, like him with the lady and then in the back. And how he's always been like, you're like overreacting, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, but I love him. And like, we've been dating a whole month and like, have been so intimate and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, what do you think?
Oh my God.
And I go, well, I think he's you let 65? An ugly, balding man yell at you in a vestibule and then leave. And I think you should dump him before he dumps you and date someone more attractive and on your level. And also like, not someone who makes you feel like this on a night out.
Interesting.
And she was like, how do you know he's balding?
You said balding?
Yeah, I said exactly that.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
And she was like, can you tell? And I was like, yes. She's like, how? And I was like, I don't know, I'm his height, so I can see his hair. Like, I think he's ugly, and I think if you're feeling this way, you shouldn't be with him. She was like, yeah, I think he's gonna break up with me tonight. And I was like, okay, then block him or do it first. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like,
jeez.
You don't deserve that. You look great. Like,
did she look great?
Yeah. And like a bunch of sleazy men were at the bar, like eyeing her and like,
wow.
she has options. Like,
this is why bars scare me, bro. If you go in and read a book at the bar by yourself, I got sleazy men I gotta go punch. Cause I guarantee you probably look better than this chick. And if you're
nice of you, but I won't go to a bar like in a strapless dress with my hair did. Like,
I'll kill her. I'll kill everybody.
Anyways, it took like 10 more minutes of talking to a point where I had to be like, yeah, I have to go check on some tables. Like, I'll be back. But then she went back to the back bar, asked the girls back there if they actually knew him. They said no, which then started the whole back bar talking about her. So by this time, the whole restaurant is talking about her and knows about her.
Right.
And then
did
she
you
finally.
Get her name?
No. And then she finally like
dipped.
Leaves.
Yeah.
But like, wow, it was crazy.
Interesting. I appreciate you putting me through that journey. I felt like I was right next to you the whole night.
Thanks. So that was the update I forgot to say. This episode is going to be like 4 hours long. I'm so sorry.
Well, they deserve it.
But let's have you talk now. How are sports going?
There's not much going on in sports life. I can talk about football. What was that?
I just like your biceps.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry.
Jeez. All right. Thanks.
I was
having a bad bicep day. Bad bicep day, I thought. All right.
What? Do those exist?
Not for me, baby.
Okay. Me. Okay.
No private lessons this week because of ACT stuff and whatever. I do have a new student.
And whatever.
I have a new student coming into... Oh, no.
He has a new private student coming in, so that's going to be exciting.
Right. So I have two students now. Whether
doses.
Whether it's 2-2 or 1-2, I don't know, a week. But It's exciting to have someone new. I know both these girls from Nightingale. They're both probably the better players on the team for sure. So I'm excited to make them even better. I've had some phone calls with the Manhattan Soccer Club this week. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sounds like next week or when you're listening this week, I will have an opportunity to step in and do some trainings with a really good soccer club there, which is exciting. That could be nice, steady income, and I get a coach. Then,
are you liking these effects?
Yeah, it's very exciting. NFL wise, folks, and fantasy football wise, there's been quite the interesting go.
People threw a fit in the.
There was
group
a fit
chat.
In fantasy football this week, with
more like a tantrum.
Two hot trades apparently. Evan and my father made a trade that I actually thought was pretty even. I don't know why there was so much freaking commotion over that, but there was.
You tried to help Colleen and then everything blew up.
And then I proposed a trade to Colleen, which really wasn't that bad, and if anything it was actually probably beneficial for her at the time. And everyone thought I was the worst and thought I was taking advantage of her. And then, of course, the data shows that that was a better trade for her after the game. But that doesn't matter. So that was very frustrating. Everyone was frustrated on that round.
Yeah.
But I did make the playoffs. I'm locked in. And unfortunately, Dear Solo is eliminated from the playoffs.
I don't really care.
No, dude.
No, I'm over it. This last week, I was like,
okay. That doesn't hurt me at all inside.
Well, if I'm not playoff bound, like, who cares now? You know what I mean?
That's fair. We don't have any.
Everyone stops caring
right.
now.
Like, it's true. We should have a last place penalty. So that way you're forced to do something in the off season. I mean,
I'm not in last place.
Well, not yet, but you could get last place.
I could.
Yeah, if you lose out in the playoffs.
What?
Like, it goes to brackets, right? Now we're in brackets. So you're in the consolation bracket now with all the other events.
Losers bracket, just say
it. It's the losers bracket. So if you lose out in the losers bracket, then you won't even get last because you're not going to lose like that. So you're fine. You're fine. You're not going to get last.
I don't like the fantasy penalties. I think those are silly.
There's some crazy ones out there. I've always proposed for our group chat that the winner gets to decide what's on the loser's lock screen on their phone for the whole season.
No.
I think that'd be so fun.
Absolutely hate that.
Okay. Well, thanks for indulging. Seahawks-wise, folks. Seahawks-wise.
I think it's tame.
It's pretty tame for
but
some
also
of the
like,
ones. Like Dylan Neuron,
yeah.
My college friend, I think he lost in one of his leagues, or a buddy of his did, and they had to put him in a dog cage, and then they just threw like flour and mustard, and they just started hosing him down with random materials in the dog cage for like a minute. That's his penalty. It's literally just torture.
You would think we're like more civilized than this, but then I remember it's men playing
men in a fantasy game.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Once Colleen makes her women's only app, she's going to be famous. And
app? Yeah. Oh, a women's only fantasy football app?
Yeah.
That's discriminatory towards men.
No, they have their own. Women and female identifying. Boom.
But what if men and women want to play together?
Then they can play on the men and women app.
Okay. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's okay. There's women-only stuff. And there's men-only stuff. See, but if I say that there's men-only stuff, it sounds really bad.
It's true. But also because you're a man.
Yeah, and I'm talking to a girl.
Yeah.
Interesting. Seahawks-wise, folks, we are really, really close to honestly taking the NFC East. West, excuse me. We're really close to taking the conference.
I love when your eye does that.
I think we're 9-3 right now. And No, we're 9-4, and then LA's 9-3. So if we could just win this week and LA loses,
Rams.
Right. If we could win, that would be huge. We're playing Atlanta, so knocking on wood, it's a nice matchup.
Falcons. Although
Bijan Robinson is probably going to destroy us. I'm worried about that.
Bijan.
That's it for sports. Hassini's going to go ahead and
take. I have internship updates.
Internship updates.
Basically, I have to work Friday this week because I am getting observed by an outside supervisor in the NICU.
That's cool.
So I'm working this Friday.
Does that help you in your career somehow or not really?
I don't know. It's just a requirement of the internship.
Okay.
And I'm scared because she hasn't told me her supervision rates yet. So I don't know how much I'm going to have to pay her.
You have to pay?
Yes.
Oh, this is a part of school. This is still school. Like this is college.
Well, it's for the internship. It's like a requirement of...
Yeah, but the internship is college, technically, right?
Well, yeah, but not all internships do this.
Okay, fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're essentially paying for, like, books, but it's a person.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know how much it's going to be, and I am scared to ask. So, because Valentina emailed a bunch of people, we've all had to, like, email and make our own appointments, of course, like adults, but she emailed a bunch of people, and one person said for 3 hours, it would be $300.
That's not that bad. I was expecting way more. $300? You can do that. That's doable.
Like. Leonard, that's crazy. To talk to someone for 3 hours?
I mean, I guess.
You like talk, but and then when it's in the situation, you see one like, session, and then you talk again, okay. And I'm giving them $300 for that?
I mean, I'm still in the mindset that this is college stuff, so when you hear that you have to hire someone to do something, I'm thinking it's going to be in the thousands. I was worried it was going to be like $3,000.
What?
I don't know. My brain's off, clearly, with your reaction. Clearly. I'm wrong.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, even like an outside professor comes in, usually you... I don't, like, some schools pay them, but not, like, I think that's different. And they're usually there for, like, a week, where they, like...
Yeah.
They, like, I don't know. I get 9:30 to noon.
Mm.
And I don't know how much money it's going to be, okay. But...
Well, maybe you can bargain a little bit. You might just be able to, like, hey, I've got $150. Would you be okay with $150?
It's definitely going to be, like, $300. I'm so upset about that.
Yeah, I don't know if you should be upset about that quite yet.
I am because also, like, they will probably give me feedback that's, like, fine and good right. You're not and whatever, really but, like,
it's a hoop.
What?
It's a $300 hoop.
Right, like, what am I getting? My own supervisors don't even see me that much, and they've seen me from the beginning, so, like...
Yeah, that's dumb.
I show up Friday, and what if I have, like, no sessions, and I just, like, see one baby, and then
but maybe
that's
you get
it.
Some
like,
really important information, and then maybe it's worth it. Just keep your eyes open on it.
Maybe.
Just keep your brain open, and maybe something good will come out of it.
I just hate I have to go in on an off day.
Yeah, that does stink. Does it count at all towards?
Towards hours, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. It's not really an off day. It's just another day.
Yeah, but then it's like, they don't really let me take a half day, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I also have my final fall eval due in 2 weeks. And that means I'm halfway done.
Woo!
Well, like a third.
You gonna tell the people how we might celebrate? Might celebrate?
No.
Okay.
A third of the way done. I don't really know, but it's like 7-page report on myself.
About what you're doing.
Yep.
You could do that.
Even though we just wrote a 4-page one 3 weeks ago. So
copy and paste.
Not really sure what I'm gonna do, but I will have to read it out loud to my supervisor.
The whole 7 pages?
Yep.
Wow, geez.
And then he'll read his to me.
Oh.
And I'll probably come home and cry again like
you
I did last time.
Probably will, you always do.
Yep.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I bet you're gonna come back being like, oh Lee, he had so many good things to say about me. Ah. That's what you're gonna say. That's what you're going to say. It's going to be great.
No, because I don't really know how much improvement has been from this week or 3 weeks ago to next week. So I think it's going to be the same or different or worse.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
know what I've done. Let's not worry about it right now, then.
But on good news is that we had a lullaby assignment due last week or last Monday, and you had to like write an original lullaby and then sing it for like the whole class. And I got great feedback on mine from everyone, and I'm so glad I did, because if I didn't, I would have been sad. But yeah, and everyone's lullaby was so good. So yeah,
that's huge.
I was like gonna play it, but my phone's recording, so
I don't have. Oh, I do.
I can't.
Do you want to play it on my phone?
Do you have it?
No. Wait, I sent it to you somehow.
You airdropped it to me, I think.
Oh, well then, no. I don't have that then.
That's okay.
What's it called?
Asino Lullaby.
I have a feeling I do not have it. I'm looking.
Asino Lullaby.
If only I knew how to spell lullaby.
L-U-L-L-A-B-Y.
U-L-L-A...
L-U-L-L-A-B-Y.
Oh, I looked it up on the internet by accident.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, no, well, we'll move on. It's not on my phone.
Yeah. And I was trying to record, like, a video explaining environmental music therapy that I could, like, post to TutorWorks and, like, show people what I'm talking about.
That'd be cool.
But it ended up being, like, 6 minutes long, and so that was, like, too much.
No. What? You should totally do that.
Well, I'll see.
Do it and do a part one and part two.
I just don't think it made a lot of sense, so I, like...
Oh, well. Whatever. I think people mostly are listening to this for the internship, for you. I think that'd be a great idea.
Okay. We'll see. But yeah. What is up, dorks? We have some people to thank this week. Actually, a lot of people, because we haven't recently. We've just been saying names in like the podcast, but we realize people want their shoutouts back, and we will give the people what they want. So, first of all, Tim and Terry, thank you so much for a great little holiday season with us, and also for sending us lights. We're trying to find a great place to put them up because they look spectacular. We also want to thank my grandma Nana for the drying rack. We are currently drying our laundry on it, and it is fantastic. Auntie, you know I love my coat. I just mentioned it later in this episode, but it's so lovely. Thank you so much for that. And thank you to Vivian, who's Genevieve's mom, one of my mom's students' moms, for the knives that you bought us. We didn't know who it was from, but now that we do, thank you so much. They are a game changer.
Thank you for those. That is, you have no idea how happy I am about that. Thank you.
Overall, thank you to everyone who's been supporting us, especially as the year wraps up. We are just so entirely and utterly thankful for all of y'all. So thanks so much. Okay, bye. But my intern friends, I'm transitioning to sips and snacks, or
snips and snaps.
Right. My internship friends came
it
to Bonnie.
It sounded wrong when you said it the right way. And you know it. It's now snips and snaps.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't matter. Continue.
My internship friends came, Valentina Payton came to Bonnie last night, and they hung out for like 4 hours at the table. And so in between like seating people and doing my job, I would just go over there and talk to them.
That's awesome.
And it was so awesome. And we talked about everything. And we also talked about how like our job is hard. And we're making no money, and we, like...
Internship is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have to, like, have 2 other jobs to make money to do this internship that's for free. And
what
then,
do they do? Other jobs?
Valentina nannies, and she also is, like, side hustling, like, selling clothes and doing other things.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And then Peyton does, like, recording. She records stuff on her violin. For people.
Oh, I didn't know she was a violinist.
Yeah, she's a violinist, and she went to Berkeley.
Oh my god.
Two E's.
Whoa.
Yeah, and she like plays in bands and stuff.
And she makes a living like that, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure she does something else too. But...
Oh my god, I should have her on. By the way, side note, and we're gonna skip right over this in 2 seconds. I had a thing. I think you should play the cello for a thing I made. Continue. Okay.
Oh, for music?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, go.
Anyways, we were talking about that. We were talking about grad school apps. We were talking about life. And we were talking about how our job is hard. And then we were talking about how we, like we were talking about this patient in the NICU that is probably passed already, and just like talking about death in like a very like hospital worker way. But it's always so nice to feel seen, because I feel like I can come home and be like, yeah, I like saw a patient and they like they died and now today they're not there. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, oh,
that's sad.
Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, fine.
Yeah, that's just how it is. Yeah,
yeah. So whatever. That's but cool. Love them. And now for Snips and Snaps.
Blackbird.
Snips and Snaps. Yeah. You want to get into it?
Okay. Are you ready to follow me on a journey? A journey of pain and torture.
First.
Yeah.
First. We had a great earlier Sips and Snaps portion because we went to see Zootopia 2.
Woo!
Which was amazeballs. I loved it. Didn't see the plot twist coming. Leonard did, but I'm a 4-year-old at heart, so I had no idea what was going on.
Right.
Loved it. And we got like basically free popcorn, endless slushies, icies. We brought a bunch of snacks. It was great.
Now, this is AMC movie theaters, folks. If you know me at all, you know that I just, you know how my dad finds parking spots and my dad just like finds ways to get into things?
Yes.
AMC is my version of that. I always have something up my sleeve with AMC theaters, and I don't know how I do it, but there's always something there. And so I'm just stoked. We got ice cream. We got Pop Rocks. We got slushy. We got popcorn. Mm-hmm. It was just a great time.
All for free. Like all he had free. Rewards and stuff, so everything was free. And then the movie theater was way down in the basement, and it was right next to this icy machine. It's literally
like a ghost town. Like there, you walk down like 3 flights of stairs, and we saw no one. And then there's another concession stand on our floor that is completely deserted.
And there's no food in it except it's full icy machine.
Like full it was, icy machine. It literally felt like we were the only people alone in the world, yet things still worked.
Yeah. It's like, what's that movie with Wilson?
I was just, yeah.
What's that? Is it Castaway?
With
the volleyball?
With Will. Are you talking? Yeah, that's Castaway. Yeah.
Okay. Come on now. Look at that.
Tom Hanks. Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen it, so I'm just.
I was thinking more Will Smith. You said Wilson. I thought you said Will Smith, and that's I Am Legend.
Oh.
Another one where he's alone in the world and talks to a bunch of people that aren't
real. He's in so many movies. I didn't even know he was in.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Uh-oh. Will Smith is... Uh-oh.
Whatever.
The point is that... Hold on. We need to do this right now. Who's Will Smith? I'm just having a massive...
The black actor?
The dad. Who's his son?
I don't know.
Okay, it is. Okay, yeah, it is Will Smith. What the hell am I thinking? What's going on? I just had a weird little problem there. Okay, continue.
Anyways, it was right next to free ICs, and so we're in the movie theater. We got there super early, so I went through like 3 slushies.
The guy was like, so...
It doesn't start for 30 minutes.
You're really early.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to do about that, but...
And Leonard was like, yeah, we know.
We're
and
fine.
Then we just walked in.
Yeah. It's like, well, we can't show up.
Which
30
is crazy
minutes
because early. If he would have said that to me alone, I would have been like, oh, okay, I'll wait. Like,
what? You kidding?
No.
Oh my God.
Anyways, great first half of the day. We're feeling fantastic.
Yeah, it was like a surprise date. That it was like I feel like we've gone on a lot of good little mini dates recently.
Yeah.
And that was just another one in the books, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was great.
And, like, the theater was basically empty. Great movie.
Yeah. The theater was kind of bummy, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Then I'm like, okay, I need to grab a book from Abby. So, like, we're right near her.
And it wasn't even that long of a walk. It wasn't bad.
No, yeah. We go to Abby's. Well, we subbed, but we go to Abby's. And then we're like, okay, we're hungry. And we just ate sugar for 3 hours.
Yeah, so. You got that nasty stomach feeling of, like, just popcorn and slushy and
right.
sugar.
So we're like, let's see if we can, like, hit up a restaurant. And through work, there's this new app called Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
And basically, when I check in at Bonnie, I get like rewards. And the whole thing of the app is like the money you spend then goes back to you at a certain percentage. And then you can use that to basically have like free money. So I've checked in, but I haven't like used any of my money. So I had like $80 in basically free money.
Yeah, it's just rewards from
like. Being at work.
Being at work.
Perfect. So we find this place called Nick's Pizza. It looks fantastic inside. It's like all done
fancy.
Up.
It's fancy.
Fancy. We like sit at the bar.
And I actually even saw one of the girls I taught.
Yeah, it's like Upper East Side fancy.
Upper East fancy, yeah.
So we're at the bar and I'm like, okay, like we're going to pay for the Blackbird. Is there anything I need to do to like check in or something? He's like, no, like you just pay at the end. Right. And I was like, okay, great.
And I reiterated, we have Blackbird. I mean, like, it's obvious, like everyone's on the same page. And
yeah,
you're thinking, oh no, they don't have Blackbird. They do.
They but do. Listen. Okay, go. That's my setup.
That was your setup?
Yeah.
Okay. Pizza's not even that expensive. It was like $25-$26 for like a full pizza, which
people are gonna gasp.
I know they're gasping, but that's actually not that bad.
Margarita pizza, so yummy.
Yeah, it was really good pizza. We had a glass of wine and a cocktail. That was great.
Yummy.
The vibes were great.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm gonna yawn again.
And then we had tiramisu. Dessert, because we were just like,
and that tiramisu was freaking massive. I didn't even finish it.
Yeah, which is saying something. It was like the size of my hand almost.
It was big. It was big. It was about, let me think,
it was like this big.
Yeah, like, I mean, it really
it was like
was.
A big square, it was a like
very
a 4x4
square, yeah,
by 2 square.
And I looked at Solo and I was like, let's just spend all the money that you have on here, because we're probably not going to go out and do it very much. So might as well just spend it and then wait
right.
for you to
and
recharge it.
Right, and it's only like select locations. Right. So it was nice that one was like
right there.
And
yeah.
Perfect.
So we're like, all right, perfect. We're going to spend almost exactly $80-something
mm-hmm.
right on the money. Maybe we spend like $1 or $2 out of our own pocket. No big deal.
Yeah, we'll just have to like pay for tip.
Yeah.
No biggie.
So then it's time for checkout. We're like, we'll take the check. And we've just had a wonderful day too. Like we are just... Like in my
yeah,
brain, it
like
was
the
like the most romantic,
us,
fun.
It was so nice.
We had such a fun time that day.
Yeah. And the bartender like spilled a little on Lee, so he gave us like free shots.
Yeah.
It was like picture perfect, top in a bar. We were literally saying, I love how you can just go in any restaurant and like sit at the bar and
yeah,
get
it's like
full
New
service.
York, man. Yeah. I was really excited. And then I was like, we'll take the check. They bring the check over, says it's $76, not including tip or tax. And I was like, okay, no worries. We're paying with Blackbird. And he's like, okay, let me get my like manager or whatever who knows how to deal with Blackbird. So we're like, hey, we're ready to pay. What do we do here? And he's like, all right, just go check in and then you should be able to pay. So it already says we've checked in on the app. So we're like, okay, we're checked in. So we showed him we're checked in. He's like, okay, I see you on here. It just says that you're not a member of Blackbird.
It says you're not using
Blackbird.
You're
not using
Blackbird. And I was like, okay.
And so we were like, well, okay. Here's like, we're showing him the phone. We gave him the phone, like, here it is. Like, it's right here. He's like, okay, we're trying to figure it out. It's also like pretty new to us too. And so we're just going to figure it out. I was like, great, let's figure it out. I wasn't worried at this point at all. I was not worried at all.
No.
It
was just troubleshooting.
Yeah, we were just troubleshooting, trying to figure it out. Figured it was something wrong on his end. But then he was like, there's nothing wrong on our end. He's like asking us questions that are like obvious. And now we're like hitting circles now. Now we're like, okay, well, we've checked in. We've done the right thing. There's a credit card attached. We've gone through every button on the app.
Right.
And there's no way to pay. And then we keep showing this guy and he's like, yeah, it says that you're, you know, just not a part of Blackbird. And I'm like, okay, time to take a moment here. We have this money. And then my brain was like, oh shit, we're not going to be able to spend the money from Blackbird. And we just spent like $90 after tip.
Yeah. On a dinner. I realized that much sooner than Lee, but I was like mad because you would think that they would make sure it's working before you sit down. And I like asked, thinking back now, like in the moment, I felt really bad because I was like, I don't want it to seem like we're not like willing to pay or like bad customers. You know what I mean? Like I was like this.
I was fully prepared to stay sitting at the bar until they allowed us to leave, because we told them we were paying with Blackbird and it's not our fault that it wasn't working. We have the money. It's very obvious. It's not our fault. So then I told him that I said, listen, it's not really, I mean, it's not our fault. I don't know how we go up proceeding here. And then he goes and he says, well, just leave a bad review on Blackbird. And then when he said that, I was like, oh my God, he's.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to let us like not pay. Like,
I don't know, man. It's not our fault. And now, yes, I get there's Harry situation because we.
Well, they don't like we know we're good people and we like have the money. Yeah. We're not like skimping out, but like they don't know that.
Yeah. So it's
and
just
we're like
really,
young
really
and we're like.
So I still refuse to give up yet. So I like really tried hard.
Well,
we deleted
like,
the app. We restarted the app. We checked in.
And when
things.
I tried again, I checked in and you have to say like, are you paying? And you say yes. And then when I said yes, even though we had a credit card attached, it said like that's not a valid
credit card
payment.
Yeah.
Like. Whatever.
And this
so
was
like, I don't know
this
what's
was like
going on.
Rare. It only showed up once every like gajillion tries.
Because once you check in with the place, you like can't check in again. So it wouldn't pop up. Anyways, it was a whole big thing. And eventually I was like, Leonard, I like
want
to go home.
Just talking about this, I'm drained. But yeah, then she was like, it's not worth it. Can we just go home? And I was just like, like my dad's, just think about it. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Anyways.
So I ended up just paying and it was very frustrating.
Yeah.
It ruined. And we had a plan to like enjoy some painting and do creative time when we got home because Hasina got us these fun little painting things.
Yeah.
And that obviously went out the window because money and me don't go well together if I don't get the deal I wanted.
Yeah. We just had to take some alone time.
So we just took some alone time and I made some music and you went over and we weren't mad at each other in any way, shape or form. I was just really angry at the situation.
It's true.
But Hasina was crying on the subway home.
It's true. Well, you can't give me a full glass of Moscato and a limoncello shot and then something go wrong and expect me not to cry on the subway home. Like that's just.
Yeah. It's just very, very frustrating that we had to spend that kind
in
of money.
In my luteal phase? Yeah. No, forget it.
Like we would never, ever, ever even have walked into the restaurant if we knew that we were having to pay out of pocket.
That's the other thing. But it's okay.
I paid $16 for my freaking cocktail and I had no problem with it because I knew that we weren't.
Yeah. No, it would have been different. But it's okay.
We can use it some other time. They don't have a customer service line.
Of course.
Which is fantastic. So I emailed their sales department because I know that they contact restaurants to get Blackbird in their restaurants. So I'm just going to act like I'm a restaurant until I can talk to someone. And I'm gonna be like, I'm a customer and you screwed me. You owe me money. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but.
I have faith in you. You do that pretty well.
I do. But it's just going to require so much time. It's going to be annoying. Anyways, I'm very drained from just talking about that very exhausting situation.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was fun. But I'll never.
We just won't eat out for the next month.
That's just such a bummer because we were having such a fun day and
it's
I let
true.
That get in the way. To be honest, I even told you, I think my mom would be proud of me. Because
you did good. You came out of it really fast, which was actually surprising.
I came out of it quick and I didn't let it sit at me. But the problem is you were still crying, so we couldn't really come back from it. But I did come out of it. I meditated on the train ride home and just said, I'm not going to let this take my day, even though it did. But I did make some good music, so.
No, it was fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's just really frustrating.
Anyways, this week.
Sorry, that
anyway,
was probably like a 30-minute segment.
Anyway, this week coming up, we have a lot of artsies happening.
Did we talk about the drain, the flooding?
Yeah, last week.
Okay, all right.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, this week we have our orchestra concert.
Oh my
Leonard's
God.
Going to orchestra for the first time.
Oh my
yes!
God!
Yes, it's on Wednesday at 7:30, I believe. I'll post about it if anyone wants to come.
Is there like a live stream or something? Probably not.
No.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But Leonard's only playing in three pieces, and so I'm gonna have him.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm only in three.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm less worried now. For some reason, I thought I was.
You're only
playing.
In like the Christmassy one, so you have like nothing to be worried about.
How about sight reading of a marimba piece for a concert? How about that?
You have a dress rehearsal.
You think I'm
you
good enough?
You went to 4 years of college. You're fine.
I'm not that good, bro. And I have to play snare. I never played snare in college.
So?
I mean, I'll be fine.
They don't give a fuck.
I'm going to be fine. I'll
they
just make
don't
stuff
care.
Up. Yeah, it'll be fine. But apparently I have a solo, she tells me.
Just like a bell thing. I'm sure it's going to be like ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Like on the Glockenspiel?
Yeah.
Okay. I can do Glockenspiel sight reading.
We can listen to the piece and we can hear it.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that.
Well, we need to print out your music anyways.
Oh my God. I'm nervous.
Anyways, we have that coming up. We have holiday party this weekend.
And we go see Emily and Steven. Yeah. And Frankie and Mike.
Yeah, they're hosting. It's going to be exciting. We have things to buy and make on Friday. And then, what else do we have this week?
Nothing really. I bought some mold kits.
Oh, yeah.
On Amazon to test if we had...
We have white mold, everyone.
So, if you know what white mold is, we have it in
every room. I looked it up. It's a sign of your interior having water damage or excessive water.
It doesn't hurt us.
Any mold is not good for you, but black mold is the worst.
Right. Well, it didn't look like there was black mold in the Petri dish, so.
It was moldy, though.
Yeah, there was definitely some white mold in there. Anyways. Continue.
This week at orchestra, I hadn't been in, like, weeks and weeks and weeks. And honestly, this last week, like, rejuvenated my want to play with them.
Oh, good.
Because I love when we sound good enough that, like, rehearsal moves fast.
It actually
so
is
I might
working.
Just email the person and be like, my work schedule changed, but can I show up for the last rehearsal before the concert and then the concert?
she'll say yes,
and that would be awesome.
She'll say yes.
I might just do that. But we're mid rehearsal, we were about to take break, and we like go for break. The first cellist, I'm sitting third chair, the first cellist is this like sweet old lady named Tish. Well, she's not really old, but she's like older than me, and she turns around and she was like, so I googled you.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Like, what'd you find? She's like, I found your Elgar concerto, and it was fantastic. You're just a little prodigy, aren't you? And I was like, oh, no. Like, that was a long time ago. Like, no biggie.
Yeah, I'm definitely a prodigy, and I'm playing for free in the Queen's Orchestra.
And then she turns, like, it's break now, so everyone's, like, chit-chatting. She turns to the second chair. She's like, we have a prodigy with us. Like, you have to look her up. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, no. She's like, what? Really? She's like, yeah, I heard her Elgar, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, like, I'm like embarrassed. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, and they're like, oh my gosh. Well, like, didn't you go to school for cello or blah, blah, blah? And I was like, yeah.
Cello performance.
Yeah. And then she goes, and the conductor is near us, and she goes, we have a prodigy.
Oh my God.
I was like, you have to stop. And he's about to like wrap up break. So he's kind of like, why are you talking to me right now? She's like, yeah, you have to hear it, blah, blah, blah. And then she turns back to me and she's like, it just sounded so good. Like, you'll have to play for us sometime, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, well, there's many more videos where that came from, like more recent. Like, you can find more. Like, she's like, oh, you'll have to show me. I was like, okay.
Jeez Louise, she's happy for you.
Anyways. That was jarring because the internet is forever, everyone. So just remember that. And our last thing is that culture shock wise, it is freaking cold here. And everyone who knows I'm from California has been asking me how the cold has been. And honestly, with my super puff puffer, responsible puffer from Quince, from Auntie. Thank you very much, Auntie. I've been doing great. Earmuffs, puffer, scarf, gloves, chilling. And you wear like thin tights under your pants to work. Excellent, because every building is roasty toasty.
Yeah, what the hell? It is frustrating. You're on the subway and you're sweating your ass off.
Yeah.
And then you get outside and then you're frozen.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you for having heated subways, but like, god damn.
Well, it would be so much colder down there.
Oh my god, that'd be brutal. That'd be brutal.
But yeah, now all the people who have been sleeping in the subway stations have turned to sleeping in the subways, which is great until you get on a car that you think is empty and then there's just people sleeping everywhere.
Sleeping on it, yeah. It's that time of season, that time of year.
But my culture shock is that sometimes I'm like zipping myself into my coats and then I realize I like need my phone or I need my keys and then I have to unzip to like find the stuff in my pocket.
Yep.
Something I've never experienced.
Yeah, it is a thought process when you do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any culture shocks anymore. I don't really think I have any culture shocks anymore. I don't know. I think I'm officially acquired into New York. I'm acclimated. Is that the right word?
Sure.
Evan will tell me if I'm just making shit up.
No, acclimated is right.
I think that sounds good. I think acclimated.
It's like when you put a fish in water and they're
I'm acclimated.
Thing.
I think it's a good word choice.
It is.
Nice. I did it.
Okay, I'm solo.
And I'm late.
And we're in NYC.